Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of my favorite handicappers out there, Brandon Lang. He's a sports handicapper on the Believe Podcast Network. Brandon, how are you, man?
Man, have a good tournament. Came on your show last week. Told you went absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over Oregon State over Loyola Chicago. Said Sister Jean wasn't going to be happy. Gave you some real good concrete reasons why. Said the blowouts were Gonzaga and Baylor. They took care of business, although Baylor was a little nerve-wracking in the first half against Nova. Gonzaga just destroyed Creighton. And then came back on Monday and rode Oregon State again. Great story out of Vegas. A couple of guys bet. One guy bet $300,000 on Houston, bought it down to 7.5. Another guy bet $400,000 on Houston minus 8. I took Oregon State plus 8. A little suicidal down 17 at the half, but the Kalu 3 with 3.7 seconds to go took it from 9 to 6 and broke their hearts and made me a winner. So, ouch. But Oregon State rode them the whole tournament. So, yeah, it's been great. And I think we got two intriguing games, a couple of great matchups. I think clear-cut couple right side of the games. And bracket-wise, Gonzaga and Baylor from the very beginning, and I think that's probably what we're going to get on Monday night.
How much did you make in this tournament, if you care to share?
I can't put a number on it, you know, but we're eating good. It's like your producer said before I came on air with you, we're not eating ramen noodles, you know, a couple of fillets.
That's nice. All right, I like it.
You know,
like
it's been, listen, it's I'm a dog handicapper, and I came on your show at the beginning and said, with this being a pickup game type atmosphere with limited fans and just coaches and players, that the dogs were going to bark. And if you're an underdog handicapper like I am, and you ride underdogs, and this tournament was dogs galore, you're gonna fare pretty well. And that's kind of what it's been. I thought again, the game where I collected a ton was Oregon State money line and Oregon State plus the points over Loyola Chicago. I just nobody would listen. They all bought into that hype, and I literally said that as good as defensive team Loyola Chicago is, that they are challenged offensively, because you don't score 50 points against Drake for a game in the middle of February and just flick on a light switch and find offense. That's Drake. I'm not talking about Oregon State, who went through four tournament teams to get here, and you were getting seven. So a team out of the Missouri Valley Conference was laying 7 to the Pac-12 champions. When I walked in to bet the game at Circa, they looked at me and I said, money line. I said, and you people need to get as much of this as you can. Just trust me. When I went back in there to collect one of the ticket guys, says, thanks, man. Appreciate it. It was good. But, you know, listen, this business is predicated on what you've done for me lately, and guys want to win this weekend. So let's see if we can make them some money.
So speaking of, if you're a dog handicapper, big of a dog is UCLA, and do you have any money there?
Yeah, here's the problem with that, is the dogs barked all the way till now. Now what do you do? Well, I talk on your show all the time, and even during football season, there's a right side to a game and a wrong side to a game. So since their 5-point win against West Virginia, Gonzaga's won 27 games by double digits. So do you go against that? Do you take the 14? I mean, UCLA was down 11 to Michigan State, one, because they didn't box out on a free throw. They were down. Alabama missed 871 free throws, and they got in. And Michigan completely imploded because they got no guards. So what Gonzaga did to USC was impressive. They just throttled them. That's an athletic, big, long USC team. Do I think UCLA can hang for a while? Yeah. Do I think UCLA can sneak inside the number? Absolutely. What people don't realize about UCLA is they had four starters back from a team that probably should have made the tournament last year, and then Zhuang transferred in from Kentucky. So essentially they returned five starters. They peaked late, and you're in the second year of Mick Cronin's system coming from Cincinnati, and it just took them time to kind of get it. But I always say sometimes you try to you lose with Team A before you try to win with Team B. So do you want to sit there and take UCLA plus the points and Gonzaga gets it going the way they did against USC, and then what are you doing? You're sitting there at the TV down 11 at the half, 22 with 10 minutes to go, and now you need something crazy to happen to slip inside the number. So if you're asking me what I think the right side of the game is, I think you have to lose with Gonzaga before you try to win with UCLA. Just based on the way Gonzaga's playing and the fact you don't accidentally win 27 straight games by double digits. You do it because you do things as a team that no one else can do. And they did it against strong competition. I mean, early in the year, beating Virginia, Iowa, I just think you have to play it that way. Do I think you still got a shot to cover? 14's a big number, boys. You know, it's the first double-digit favorite in the Final Four in the last probably ever. You've never had a double-digit favorite in the Final Four ever. Think about that.
That's crazy. It says a lot. Brandon, I don't mean to interrupt here, but this one just came down. So a criminal complaint has been filed regarding Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Houston police official, they post a statement on Twitter today. A complaint filed with the Houston Police Department concerning Deshaun Watson. As with any allegation, the Houston Police Department is now conducting an investigation and will not comment further on the investigative process. This is not good for Deshaun Watson.
Boys, I had my masseuse who's been working on me for – I'm not an NFL quarterback. I'm just a sports handicapper who works out hard. I eat right, and I have a – she works at the casinos. She does the poker players, World Series of Poker. She's been working on me for 16 years. Met her in 2006, 15 years. I'm not an NFL quarterback. I have two massage therapists that bring their table to my house. You're an NFL quarterback. You're trying to say that you don't have a professional masseuse. You're flying them in from Atlanta. Everything about this is shady about this young man. And Bobby, you played in the NFL. There, you can't take chances like this. And sometimes you step back and say, what are you thinking? His inner circle, did they know about it? You can't be doing this, Deshaun. Did somebody not pull him aside? Same thing with Michael Vick, the dog fighting. Nobody pulled him aside and said, bro, you can't, you're an NFL quarterback. You can't be taking chances like this. It's a shame to see. It really is. But Bobby, you've been in it more than I do. I'm sure you had teammates that did shady things and you kind of turn your head and wonder what they're thinking. We build them and put them on a pedestal from a public standpoint, but deep down, everybody's got character flaws. And I think this is a major, major flaw for this young man. That's going to haunt him for the rest of his career. This is a serious thing we got going on here.
Well, to be fair, though, he will have his day in court potentially, and
yep.
you are innocent yep. until proven guilty in this country. And
I agree. So I agree, but I don't,
the signs are not good. These are not good things.
That's what I'm saying. So there you go. So with that being said, Baylor Houston, been a great run for the Cougs. Been an absolutely great run for the Cougs. But one thing you got to realize about Houston, when they were down 9 to Rutgers with 4:55 to go and came back and won that game, the warning signs are there. They're the first team to get to the Final Four in the history of the NCAA tournament by beating four double-digit seeds, a 10, 11, a 12, a 14. So now they're here. Here's the problem. You're facing a team in Baylor that's going to take away your number one weapon, and that's Grimes. The last game that Houston lost was to a 6-10 East Carolina team where they went into East Carolina mid-February. They were laying 16.5. Grimes was 2 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 7 from three. He scored 7 points, and they lost outright 82-73.
Wow.
They haven't lost the game since. So trust me when I tell you, you take Grimes out of the game, Houston is going to struggle. And Baylor comes at you defensively in waves. Grimes is the key. Grimes has got to get you 15 to 20. He's not going to get that. He's not going to get the offensive rebound, open look, kick threes that he's been getting. They're going to take him out of the game. And this is a Baylor team that is playing exactly the way they were playing before they got locked down in COVID for 3 weeks when they're undefeated. And they came out 3 weeks off. They were sluggish in the first game against Iowa State at home, laying 23-1 by five. Next game, they lost to Kansas. And then they kind of caught their footing when they went to West Virginia and won in overtime before they lost to Oklahoma State. So, great run for Houston. But as Oregon State is as poorly as they match up with Baylor. And I think the blowout is Baylor minus the five. And what I don't get about this, guys, is Baylor's laid 7.5, 7.5, 8.5 in their last 6.5, 7.5, 7.5 in their last three games. Now they're laying five. I think it's a value number you got to take advantage of, and I think you jump all over Baylor.
Brandon Lang, he's a sports handicapper for the Believe Podcast Network. Brandon, any coin on the women's side of the tournament?
No, I mean, come on, man. I can't watch that product. I can't. If I start handicapping women's, I'm going to call 1-800. I need help. I'm just being honest with you. I can't watch the women's game. So, although I have a women's story, Lisa Leslie was playing pickup at the Spectrum Club in Manhattan Beach back in the day when she was in her prime, and she was guarding me on a switch. Game was 10-10. I drained a 300 and said, game, who's got next? Nice game, Lisa. So that's a Lang of the Banger jumper story from the Spectrum Club in Manhattan Beach. Also played pickup with Shaq down there, too. Shaq's funny, though, because he'd play point guard on offense, shoot threes, and on defense, he sets in the middle. He's always played with his boys, and he would set in the paint. He wouldn't post up. He would dribble down and shoot threes. And on defense, he sets in the middle of the paint. And if you come in there, he swats your stuff off the Raptors. It was probably the most fun I've ever had playing pickup against anybody in my life was when I played with Shaq at the Spectrum Club. It was great. Shaq's great. He's unbelievable. So no women's action.
Sorry, Brandon. Do you think that the comparisons to Zion Williamson and Shaq are appropriate with the way he can handle the ball?
No, I don't. I don't think those comparisons are even close. I think when you want to talk about Zion and who he would be compared to in the NBA day back in the day, I think you compare him to Larry Johnson. Same body type, same skill set, and Larry had a rock-solid career as well.
Brandon, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We got a CBS News update.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.